Bobby.
Bobby.
What's up, Bob?
It worked, Bobby. Maybe we finally figured out the problem here.
Must hang up, huh?
Yeah.
You know, there's probably a you hanging up that sets off the software. They're like, you need to hit hang up, and the software's like, okay, do you want to record this or not or whatever?
Right.
You know, but when you don't hit that hang up, it doesn't go through that step. It doesn't go through that code.
Yeah, it could have been the problem.
So if I hang up, so auto hangs up, you know, because you know how it does that. It auto hangs up on your side.
Yeah.
You know, once I hang up. And then so then there's no prompt. It's like it never hits that. So, yeah, maybe that's it, Bob.
Yeah, maybe it's just, you know, it's a glitch. You know, we're learning.
Yeah.
We do demand perfection, I guess.
Well, it's good to know now before we're at, like, episode 50 and
we're really
going, you know?
Yeah.
And we really have some epic shows and stuff. Like, oh, whole thing's gone. Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know if you want to talk a little more. I'm just spraying weed.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it.
You want to talk about data?
I think that's how we could. Oh, you're talking about doing another episode?
Yeah. I could talk about the we had a good relationship talk yesterday. I almost just want to get it done. Like, do it again. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's kicking a dead horse.
We just
have a little bullshit. Any boggles? Oh, you know what? I have a boggle. My boggle is this fucking fake-ass student movement for anti-guns.
Oh, yeah.
This is really getting on my fucking nerves. I don't watch TV, and, you know, and I barely see the news, and I barely read articles, but, man, are they milking.
They upped their game. They have
think tanks of fucking highly paid assholes, and they sit around and they figure out what's gonna work, you know? What's gonna get the heartstrings, you know?
Because shit was not working before.
No.
It was not.
You know,
tons of students, so they say and so they tell us, being slaughtered by these AR-15s.
Yeah.
Right? All over the country, the students are getting slaughtered by AR-15s, right?
Yeah.
So they tell us. And it wasn't working, you know? So now you get, okay, let's get the Hitler Youth. Which I'm gonna call them because that's what the fuck they are.
Good call.
Hitler Youth.
They are Hitler Youth.
Because they're being used for propaganda.
Yeah.
And basically more government power. I mean, come on, let's be fucking real. There's not this crazy youth movement, and they're fighting for for freedom, and they're fighting for the government to get out of their fucking lives, or they're fighting for like this education system is bullshit. Let's get it changed. No, they're fighting for get rid of all the fucking guns these fucking, you know, that's the thing. It's shooting people. It's illegal, folks. You know.
Yeah, it's against the law.
Illegal.
Yeah,
it's against the law. To murder everybody, it's against the law. Don't do it.
Yeah, not just like kids. Fucking, not just kids.
Just like fucking heroin. There's this fucking, you know, heroin or whatever epidemic going on around. You know, so they say around America, right? You know what that is? It's illegal. Heroin is illegal.
Yeah, no, you can't.
You know, that's what these fucking people are not understanding.
It's
already illegal. You, it's not legal to go into a school and shoot up the kids.
And
that,
you know what?
It's not a thing that people are okay with.
We can all fucking agree on that, and we do, and we have. No one is for that, by the way.
No. I don't want any innocent anywhere, you know, anywhere being slaughtered.
No.
You know, and it's just like, that's fucked up.
But we're against propaganda.
Yeah.
We're against using that as a problem-reaction-solution scenario to steal away Americans' rights to overthrow their corrupt government when that day comes.
Yeah. Yeah. And here's the thing, it's not I'm like, oh, I'm a gun lover and, you know, fucking I jack off to them every night, you know?
Yeah,
it's
no.
not even that. It's that it's a right that people just have a right to own them, you know, to not, of course, they don't have a right to slaughter people,
no.
right? That's not their right. But they have a right to own them. They can own them and use them in a respectable, you know, in a legal way, right? But, you know, and again, if there's some psycho that kills people, you take away their guns and you throw them in jail.
Yeah, you kill that.
That's how it works.
You kill that guy. You kill him.
Sure.
Yeah,
and you know what? That person's the asshole. That
yeah.
person is the motherfucker that didn't follow the simple rules. Hey, don't kill innocent people, you know. But okay, so let's take away the guns, right? Okay, all the guns are gone. You know, is that gonna stop them from killing people? Is that gonna stop again, so you have all these gangs and shit, right? And they're selling these you could say black market guns, and they have these guns when they shouldn't, and they bought them illegally, whatever, right? So it's like it's still gonna happen, you know. Especially in America, this gun you could say the gun culture that we live in, it's like okay, you see them completely wiping guns off the face of the earth. Are they gonna use a truck? Are they gonna use a bomb? You know, it's like the system even showed us. Oh, hey, you can use bombs now to go around and kill people. Right?
Yeah, you can use cars, you can use bombs, you can do
Ban, a truck.
A pressure cooker.
There's different methods.
You can use a pressure cooker.
I mean, how bad do you want it to get? Like, I see shit in the UK and they're like taking butter knives from fucking people. Like, it's that bad over there.
Yeah.
Is that how bad you want it to get over here? Because you know what, that's what the UK did. You know, they give them an inch, they'll take a fucking mile. For real. They will.
Well, that's the plan.
What they want, you know?
Well, again, yeah. Let me give my quick 10-minute speech on this, for my best I can. Is let's just use the Bible, greatest story ever told. The first children under Adam and Eve, Cain and Abel, killed each other. Well, you know, Cain killed Abel with a rock, with a fucking rock.
They killed each other.
So
now they're both gone, and you know, so, the Bible's over.
Yeah. So basically, the Bible's telling you, as soon as humans were born, they started killing each other.
Yeah.
So here's the kicker, folks. You're never going to get rid of psychopaths and murderers. But you know what? That's something the news wants to tell you about, because they are the psychopath and the murderer. But they don't want to bring the heat on themselves. So, this is all simple shit. Fact number one. You're never going to get rid of fucking psychopaths, murderers, and you know what? People who are in crimes of passion and heated arguments, you know, shit happens and people fucking die. So, people get murdered. Let's agree. Second, guns. Guns are Pandora's fucking box. If you ever fucking understand the moral of that story, it means when you open it, you can't close it. Got it? So once you open that knowledge, once you know it, you can't unknow it. There's 7 billion humans supposedly here. There's probably 100 billion guns. I mean, it's open. Pandora's box is open. Now, let me be on the record. I hope one of you motherfuckers misquotes me and I can shove this fucking quote right up your fucking stupid, ignorant ass. And here's my point, is I hate guns. I don't like them. I think they're cheap. I think they're fucking weak. I fucking can't stand them. I would love to get rid of guns, but you know what? If you're going to get rid of guns, you better get rid of every fucking gun out of every motherfucker's hand. And the government is the last motherfucker I want a gun in the hand of. So, if you want to get rid of guns, let's get rid of all the guns. But you know what? Yes,
here's the thing. Not only guns. Every fucking rocket launcher, every fucking tank.
Yes.
Every
helicopter, missile, drone.
Every helicopter.
Napalm.
I mean, it's ridiculous what you would have to do.
Yeah.
To get shit on the same level, same page.
So, let me continue. So, now we know we can't get rid of guns, so now what do? Well, we're going to have shootings at schools. Now, I have no doubt that a handful of kids bring a gun to school because they're picked on, clearly. They're not the jocks getting the blowjob from the fucking cheerleaders that are fucking killing kids. They're high on cocaine and alcohol and having a good fucking time. It's the kids that you pick on and you're bullying. You know, the ones that question reality, the ones that don't fit in with school. It's those poor fucking kids, those non-player characters, those psychopaths, and probably them heroes being pushed to the limits of the system they're forced into. So it's those poor little fuckers, and you know what? Adults the same. So here we go. We have a school. We have a shooting. Now, pretty much, if you've done your homework, almost all the, I will say 99% of the news you see is fake or constructed or scripted at some level, if not full on. And I don't believe this fucking school shooting for one fucking bit until I see otherwise, that there's some fucking evidence, some fucking proof that it fucking happened. So until I do it, now, you can't be mad at me for fucking not trusting liars, okay? So go fuck yourself if you say I need to blindly obey the fucking government and believe it's bullshit when it's been lying to me my whole fucking life. So fuck you. Until I see that that shooting was real, I'm not going to believe it happened. But let's go on. So let's assume it's fake. Why is it fake? Well, it's fake because they have an agenda. Why? What's the agenda? Well, this place is going to become really bad, more worse than it is now, and they can't have armed fucking peasants, okay? And that's what you are. You're a peon. You're a peasant. You're an idiot. Yeah. You're a parole. You're a fucking ant. You're a bee. You're a fucking drone. You're a biobot. You're everything other than a fucking human being. If you look up the definition of monster in Black's Law Dictionary, I think volume 1 or whatever, you'll see it says sea monster. Human being is a monster. So the people who made legalese and law, that's a whole fucking topic on itself, they see you as a fucking beast of burden. They see you as chattel fucking property, not cattle, chattel, which is the same fucking thing. You're not a fucking soul. You're not a fucking being. You're a fucking piece of fucking property, and that's how they see you, folks. So back to the school shooting. Now they have these fucking clips. Now, see, I don't know about any of you, but have you ever had a fucking party as an adult and you invite your friends and like fucking one friend shows up or two friends? Like as a grown as a grown adult, I can't organize shit. And I've tried, and my friends have. Everyone I know, no one can organize anything, especially even with no money and little time. So here you go. You have some horrible, horrific, tragic shooting. No one's in therapy. No one's in therapy. None of these kids are fucking having nervous breakdowns or fucking going to therapy. Therapy, because they just saw people murdered. They're on fucking they're more well spoken than fucking a professional adult 9 times out of 10 now. So anyways, you have these fake fucking kids on these fucking fake fucking TV shows, and you have these fake fucking marches organized by who?
Right. Funded by who? Funded by who?
Yeah.
You know, who brought these kids together? Who decided these are the kids?
These kids can't drive. And here we go. Let's be a little more realistic, you motherfuckers. But, hey, think back when you're in high school. I didn't even have a car. Let me say this. I had no money. I had no car. Okay? And you know what? My weekend was precious. If some kid got fucking murdered in my school, I'd be damned if I'm going to the capital of my state and fucking marching around. There's no way. My parents ain't gonna get the day off. I'm not gonna, you know what I'm saying? Like, the fucking odds that these fucking kids are legitimately fucking marching? Again, who has time, effort, money, and ability to research the truth? All you see is the TV. They could be using other protests. Yeah. They could be using CGI. They could be using paid fucking actors. It's a fucking nightmare. People are fucking oblivious to how evil and manipulative the fucking system is. They're underestimating the demons. They really underestimate the demons. You know what? They show how stupid they are. Look how stupid we are. Look how mistakes we make. They play a joke. Again, people don't know how things really work. So anyways, back to the shooting thing. I'm not buying it. But you know what? They're pushing it and hyping it like I haven't seen. So I'm really curious to what they're going to do. I'm really curious.
They're taking inches and up their game. Now they're using Hitler Youth, using kids.
Yeah.
You know, because how could you be okay with kids being killed and them crying on the television saying we want this to end, we've had enough. You know, anyone with a good heart, you know, would be like, okay, why are we killing?
Just hit me. Well, fuck. Okay. They've had a nightclub killing. They've had a movie theater killing. They've had a church killing. They've had an office killing. They've had school killing. What do those all have in common? Those are all indoor, one building. And you know, if you fuckers do your research, you'll find out that they bulldoze those fucking buildings usually really quick. Look at Sandy Hook, bulldoze in less than 9 months. No fucking place, no way to go back and investigate what really happened. Bullet trajectories, blood splatter, you name it. You guys seen Jack Dexter and CSI and all that crap. You destroy the crime scene, you can't do the fucking homework on it, folks. So most of these things, except for Vegas, which nobody talks about.
Right. It's over. Well, now you have all these kids going around America on their fucking world tour.
Yeah, right? The world tour.
And like Vegas, what's that? What happened there?
What happened?
Yes, people died.
But you know what happened? Let me tell you what happened to Vegas, folks. I'll tell you what happened. Vegas was too big of a fucking lie, and the shit fell apart quick. So doing outdoor stuff, that's not the best way. So, like I like to say, folks, if there was real terrorism, you'd have fucking football games blown up all over this country. And I'm not even talking professional. You could go to, dude, I drove through some little town, and the biggest place in the town was a football field because that was the biggest thing.
And if you had two
teams there on a Friday night with the full stands, you'd probably have 500 people, maybe, well, hell, what am I thinking, 500? Probably several thousand. And, dude, if you marched a fucking some people in there with actual fully auto weapons, which do exist, by the way, folks, and that's funny enough that full auto weapons aren't being used in any of these massacres, except for the bump stock, which is a joke, motherfuckers. You don't have any real full auto weapons, because, again, those are illegal, but they do exist, motherfuckers. So, anyways, my point being is you're not getting real terrorism in a real crowd. You're not getting real people with real shit happening, because, again, here's the kicker, folks. You got to pay attention. It's called libel and slander, and you can be sued for that. The media, with all its opinions and all its professionals, all its talking heads, as soon as some shit happens, they're just, dude, if you pay attention, their facts are all fucked up, they're throwing people in the bus, it's a big mess. Because, you know, they want to keep it confused anyways, but here's the deal, if it was real, these agencies would be sued out of fucking existence every fucking time. And so that shows you there who owns the story, who owns the script, who copyrighted the fucking bullet points. They did, the system. And since the media is owned by the same corporation, same with the government, they all get disseminated the same script and the fucking same lines, and they have their little fake little war in front of you. It goes on for about a week, then the next fucking bullshit happens. This country's a fucking joke. They have all these stories scripted out for a year's worth of fucking programming in advance, just like a TV show. The news is the ultimate reality fucking scripted TV, folks. I hope you fucking wake up to that. Please do. So anyways, this shooting's bullshit. If we had real terrorism, there'd be some real death, man. And it'd be in some big areas, you know? I mean,
there's crazy shit on that figurehead, too, that kid.
Dude, that skinny little hipster?
Fuck that kid. Yeah. There's questions about, like, did he even go to that school?
Oh, he's 20 years old or some shit.
I've seen a clip where he said, that he rode, when he heard about it, he rode a fucking bike over there and started recording shit. Is that what you do in that situation? You know, is that what you really do in that situation? And here's the thing, too, is like, then there was another clip of him, and he was like, oh, he was in this classroom, and they told the teacher to shut the door. So it's like, and this is coming from his mouth. You know, this isn't like somebody that, you know, that, like on a show like this, or somebody talking about him, or, you know, just some other asshole that thinks they know everything. From his mouth, he has two different stories on happened on that day.
Nobody cares.
He was in a classroom, or did he get on a fucking bike, go over there and start recording shit? Like, what really happened there? Coming from his own mouth. Right? It's like, okay, so did they change the story? It's like, here's the new script. We edited.
Oh, yeah. No, they fixed it. Because you know what? They can't. You know, I love, guys, if you see a YouTuber named Russian Vids, I love that guy, but he's been destroyed. They took him off the air. They took him off YouTube. He says you can't fake reality. And I agree with him on that. You can't fake real. I mean, you can try, but there's just certain things about real life, the way people actually act in real life situations, that, you know what?
Yeah.
My girlfriend came over one night after I had a crash, an accident, because I was in real pain, and I told her to come over to, you know, help me out. And she came over in a storm, and it was raining and thundering. When she came to the house, she was hyperventilating and crying hysterically. Here, I've just been in an accident, and I thought I was fucking having internal bleeding. She's the one crying hysterically because she drove through a fucking rainstorm. It took over an hour for me to calm her down, and I'm the one who thinks, I was thinking I was going to fucking die.
I thought I had internal fucking bleeding,
and she's fucking hysterical. And that's from a fucking storm, you motherfuckers. Don't tell me these fucking snowflake fucking little faggot ass children are fucking weathering murders and gunshots in front of them like this. You're full of shit.
Right.
That ain't real. And again, just like Flat Earth folks, they want you to turn off your logic and your senses and obey their bullshit and not question any of it. You gotta ask, is that real? Is that real? And here you go, folks. Let me hit it again. Back to Flat Earth. Flat Earth is the ultimate test that says, what is real? What do you know? What can you go to court, put your hand on a Bible, and testify to a jury that you know for a fact? You know, we can all have opinions. We can all have opinions. But please, state, this is my opinion. I think the school shooting happened, and I think guns probably need to have something to happen. But you know what? I don't know. So I'm going to go ahead and put my opinion back up my asshole. And I'm going to wait till I know something before I really weigh in on it and try to sway us to lose fucking rights and freedoms and protections against fucking tyranny, which every fucking government is, which we already talked about, which we'll talk about again. What's the point of government? Why do you even have it? So, again, folks, this gun shooting smells the high heavens. This agenda shit, you just said, Bobby, they upped it. They really upped it. They slaughtered.
Yeah, they have.
They slaughtered enough kids on TV that something must be done. Yeah. Problem, like David Icke says, problem, reaction, something must be done. And the solution, give up the AR, give up the AK, give up all semi-auto rifles, give up 30-round magazines. We're already disarmed. You think
okay, I got a couple points. So one is, okay, yeah, they upped it, and you know what they're going to do? They're going to up it even more.
Yes, they're not done.
Because here's their agenda, because they do want to get rid of all guns out of the hands of the people. Let's be real, let's be honest. That's what governments around the world
have done.
They want to get the guns out of the hands of the people. And so in America, it's been more, you say, again, gun culture, we're not going to give up, you know, our cold, dead hands, we're not going to take it out, right? So they've had to kill, so they say, and so they tell us, children after children, groups of children, right? And it's just going to get worse, so just get ready for it. You know, tomorrow, in a month, and in 3 months, whatever, it's going to get worse. And they're going to continue it until it can get us into a point where we're like, okay, fuck these guns, let's burn them all, let's take them all out of the hands of the people. And here's what's funny, too, is all these people, you know, I get the same people that are like, oh, fuck Trump, he's Hitler.
Yeah.
And the same people would go like, give Trump all the guns. Right?
It's the same people. That's a good one.
It's the same people.
That's a good one.
The same group of people are okay with that. Right? So here's Trump, you came with Hitler. You know, and basically what Hitler did, you know, right? Let's give this Hitler, this American Hitler, all of our guns.
Yeah.
And they're begging for it.
Yeah.
And kids, again, we talked about the kids. They're going around marching, and we're like, yeah!
Yeah, they're not...
And these kids,
they don't work.
They've had enough.
They don't work. They don't have to go to school. they have all this free time.
Yeah.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah. So I had a second point. I don't know why. It's completely fucking just...
Oh, I like the... You said everybody hates Trump, but now... Everyone's gonna give their guns to Trump. That's a good
right,
one.
Right,
that's
right,
great.
Right.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, that wasn't a point I was gonna make, but that's a point I made. what was it? Fucking, you know, brains, they work, and sometimes they kind of don't. You know?
Yeah, your soul's not in your brain. Your brain is just your.
Funny how that works.
Your brain just controls your body, folks. It keeps the cells moving, the heart pumping. Your dick hard. I mean, that's what your brain does.
Yeah.
Folks, just so you know, the best book I read on the concept of the human soul and the human body, the human brain, was the guy who wrote the book on the brain said, he said, the best way, he can, you know, he's got whatever, 20 years, PhDs, yada, yada, yada. The best way he can describe the human brain, folks, is it's a machine that a ghost can operate. And that's coming from the secular, you know, physical, material guy. So he's basically saying, you know, something is beaming into your brain, a ghost, a soul, an energy, and it's driving your little avatar around, kind of like Avatar the movie, James Cameron kind of showing that in your face. So basically, folks, your body is your spacesuit, like David Icke likes to say, your genetic spacesuit, but your soul is beaming in. I was going to tell you, Bobby, what you said earlier was shit. You said something about the evil system and evil people control. And I'm like,
yeah.
They have the esoteric knowledge. Okay, they know. They know more than we know. Okay, they may not know everything, but they know more than we know because the keepers are the keepers. And I, what if they know this is all a video game, all an illusion, all bullshit, souls recycle? So they have no problem. They have no problem lying, manipulating, and murdering us just so we can recycle, come back, do it again, and be another biobot slave. And there's no harm, no foul. So I think that's the case. I think they know. And they're basically keeping you from doing your soul work here, folks. You have soul work.
Yeah.
And I don't think the next level or heaven has room for assholes. So if you like to enslave people and make people have code, dress code, hair code, you know, traffic code, not law, not legitimate, you know, dress like this, act like this, all this code, which is not law, which is a whole other topic, folks. If you're that code motherfucker, that hallway monitor type person, well, I think you've got problems. You're not going to the next fucking level. There's no room for that.
Yeah.
If you're a psychopath and if you want to display people or take away their control somehow, some way, whether it's through government, religion, politics, employment, management, whatever, a dictator, you know, you're not going to the next level. So, welcome back to Earth. I hope the hemorrhoids and the cancer and the tonsillitis and the malaria and the starvation and the fat and the shame and the fucking, all the stuff that you are in denial of, all the shit you drink coffee all day or alcohol or antipsychotics for, all the shit you don't like, all the shit you say, oh, life's great, life's what you make it, I love life, you know, life's not miserable, you know, fuck yourself, you're in denial. You're lying.
You're a liar. A lot of delusions. A lot of delusions and denial going on.
You're a liar. Satan is the father of lies. And that's why there's evil is synonymous with lying. Because the truth shall set you free. The truth is the light and the way. I agree with that wisdom, folks.
Yeah.
I agree with it. I agree.
Good stuff. But yeah, you brought up a point. And we, you know, there's a great, great, great chance. We don't know how fucking deep this is, how fucking dark it is, you know, from how we're talking and from what we're saying. And, you know, like it goes even deeper, it goes even darker, just even more fucked up, you know. So it's good to learn what's out there, what's going on, you know. And, you know, again, if it's, you know, this being a soul test, this being about the soul, to figure out what the fuck's going on and who you are at the soul, not some brain level, you know, I like cheese, right? Like, that's not who you are. That's not who you're there. I like cheese, I eat macaroni sometimes, you know, I ride the bike. Like, that's not who you are, you know? That's dumb shit we do, on the daily in this life, but,
yeah.
You know, there's deeper shit going on, there's darker shit going on. And it's figuring that out, looking into it.
Yeah, don't get sidetracked with your job or your hobby or your passion. Yeah, again, a thousand things to do while you're in hell waiting to level up. You know, sure, but don't let that be what you are. Like, my ex is a drummer now. That's all she does is drum. She's not doing soul work. You know, and it's just like you're obsessing over the wrong thing. And maybe I've done it. I mean, hell, I'm clear. We're all in this nightmare. And that's the point. That's the point, is we're all here having a hard time with natural law and the normal shit, you know? And now we have to deal with the monopoly crap on top of it, the manipulation, the psychopaths, and the deception, where we can all be helping each other fucking wake up and realize what's real in this life, you know? Like, yeah, you might like porn, but maybe porn's not good. You know, maybe porn's not the right way to enjoy nudity and sexuality. You know, maybe it is, I don't know, but we can't even really have an honest, open discussions or analysis, because we're caught up worrying about taking each other's guns away, you know, and again, being afraid of your neighbor, being afraid of the white kid, not the terrorist. Where's all the Arabs that should be killing us? We've blown up their fucking country. Where's the real terrorism,
right.
You know? There's no real terrorism. There's no real terrorism. It's all manufactured. We should be having countless acts of terrorism, countless free over the whole United States, And you know what? Deservedly so.
Sure.
We're guilty. You and me, all of us, we're all guilty for allowing our government, our government, which is corrupt, to use our military to murder people. We're all guilty of it. We all deserve punishment for that. And you know what? Here, folks, I mean, I'll also even say this. If the shootings are legit, let's just say they all are, then we deserve them. Finally, the fucking, the crows have come home to roost. Finally, the iniquity and evil that we have fucking legitimate have done to the world, finally we get a taste of it.
Yeah.
All right, go on.
Remember my second point now.
All right.
Okay, and this is good. Okay, so these, you know, again, this is what they tell us, this is what they're saying. There's all of these school shootings going on, right? Now it's a supposed, like, epidemic, right?
Yeah, epidemic.
School shooting after school shooting. It's just, yeah, it's just crazy. It's just so many kids dying around America, right?
Yeah.
And what I brought at this point over to Bobby, and I'll come back, so I'm just going to bring it up again, is, okay, so they're in this public school.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
They're in this public school, and who runs the fucking public school?
The government.
Right?
The government.
So the government, right? And then you can say, okay, so would you say that they have the responsibility while they again, let's be real, they basically force these kids away from their parents.
Yeah, okay, you're forced.
If you're not going through some five hoops to get some kind of, like,
homeschooling
situation going,
which is negatively pressed.
If both parents aren't working like a motherfucker 40 plus hours a week, right, and are able to do some kind of crazy homeschool thing, which, you know, which is cool and strange, but, you know, not everybody has that ability, not that chance, right? So public school with the government, they have their, you could say, would you agree, everybody out there, you know, that they have the responsibility to take care of them, to look after them, right? They take them from, you know, 8 o'clock to 3 or whatever the fuck. They pull them from their parents. They're in these buildings, these government buildings, right? And so, okay, so let's just say with the, you know, CNN and all the, you know, the bullshit news out there, there's this epidemic, there's this crazy thing going on, the kids have had enough, right? Too many kids are dying, right? Who the fuck, okay, other than the fucking shooters, right? Who the fuck is at fault for all these kids being shot up, right?
Yeah.
Like who has the responsibility to look after these kids, to protect them? And now, again, we know it's an epidemic, it's happening everywhere. Now you should know, protect your fucking schools. You know?
Well, here we ask
protect
you
them. And yet, like you said, if it was a real problem, people would be acting differently. We'd go through the, you know, like you said. But here's the thing. Okay, the killer's at fault, but who has the responsibility to watch after? Fucking attack the government and the schools, not, oh, we gotta take away guns. No, you gotta protect our fucking kids.
Yeah.
If anything, these kids should be marching about that. Why aren't you fucking protecting
them? Dude.
Not take away the AR-15. No, your ass pulls us from our parents. You guys force us Monday through fucking Friday into this bullshit-ass building while you're indoctrinating us. Why aren't you fucking protecting us?
Why aren't you liable?
Look, these kids can't walk around with fucking pistols.
No,
right?
It's against the law.
So you can say these kids can't protect themselves.
No, they've been denied. They've been denied their right to protect themselves.
Right. So
that's what they should be pissed off about.
So here's the thing. So they're thrown in these buildings where they're just game. They are fucking just game.
Yeah.
They're a bunch of rabbits just fucking running around this enclosed building.
Oh, yeah, and they're fucking and they're doing drugs.
You could go in there with a pistol and fucking take it out a lot of people. You know, nobody's protecting them. No one's looking out for them. They don't have pistols.
Lucille.
You know? Like,
Negan could show up and knock out fucking 50 kids' heads.
Oh, yeah, baseball bat, you know?
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Who is talking about that?
Nobody.
So here's the thing. Let's just bring up a point that just kind of ties it together. There's this daycare, right? You have a baby.
Right. It chokes or dies or gets sick.
Yeah. You drop off your baby.
Gets sued.
Falls off fucking, it falls off the walk bed and it cracks. Okay, so who, what would you go, what's it, four bunk beds?
Oh yeah, five bunk beds.
No, you do it. You blame who had the responsibility.
There you go.
You know, or somebody, or some asshole walked into the daycare and pushed the baby off of the bunk bed and then it cracked its neck. What do you say? Again, fuck bunk bed. No, yo, fuck that asshole that pushed him and fuck this bitch,
Bobby,
that was supposed to be watching my baby.
Bobby,
okay, right? So, what I'm saying is, let's fucking take a step back and look at the fucking situation, right, that they're feeding us.
Oh, yeah. You know? That's a good one.
Who's at fault? Two, who has the responsibility, right, to watch over them? And it's like, why do we completely fucking skip over those? Those are big, huge points.
It's not being talked about.
Huge, you know?
Here, let me, I got to hit you with a bunch of shit now, because you got me good. You got me good there. All right.
You got me good.
Okay, guns. Okay, why do kids have guns? Why do kids like guns? Well, you know what? Has anyone brought up the fact that kids are playing? Dude, when I was a kid, I played Mario Brothers and Pong and some other blow bitch shit.
Zelda.
Now every game is a first person shooter. Now every game, every video game is a first person shooter where all you do is murder thousands of people by the time you're age 12. By the time these kids are in their high school, they've murdered, simulated murdered probably 100,000 human beings. Okay? No one's addressing the violence. Like, why is it, okay, so the kid has a gun. He doesn't have to shoot anybody. Again, these guns are in their gun safes. My guns are fine. They're not going out doing it. It's not on a throw. It's not a robot. It's not a drone. It's not a murder boss. It's not the 300. You know?
No.
So why is this kid going straight to murder? No one's talking about that. So let's address violent video games and let's address fucking violent movies. What is movie stars who love to fucking come out against guns are making the most violent movies.
That's an entire culture thing. It's an American damn culture right now. And that's what they're feeding us and just shoving down our throats. I wouldn't even blame.
No. I don't want to blame it, but they're not even talking about it. They're not even questioning.
So there's this deep down, corrupted, fucked up ass culture that we got going on. But yeah, so let's talk about it. Like, why is there so much just slaughtering? And you know what's weird? Sex, though, that's kind of off limits.
Oh, sex is off limits.
You know, isn't that weird?
But it's not. But we use sex to sell everything, and porn is everywhere. Well, so it's a double. That's a whole show. Hey, but let me get back to liability. Yeah. You ready? Vegas shooting. No one has said. So here you guys, listen, folks. We probably got to wrap this show up now, but.
Yeah.
I recently went to a concert inside of a venue, an auditorium, or I don't know what you call them. The big things you see.
A venue, you're going to say a venue.
A big venue. I was in a big venue, and I was going to go see Hall & Oates. Hall & Oates, folks. Old people music, okay? I get up to the door, and I forgot to take out my 1-inch pocket knife that every grown fucking man by man law must carry. Every man should have a fucking pocket knife. If you don't, you're not a fucking man. Go kill yourself. Seriously. Fuck you, country. So, I forgot that I had my pocket knife. So I walk in and it says absolutely no guns, pocket knives, dildos, fucking sharp pins, sharp sticks, fucking eyeliner, whatever. And the guy's like, well, you guys will take it out. And so, I just got in line. Now I gotta walk across the parking lot. So basically, I have to go into a venue unarmed. But here's the kicker.
Yeah.
I have the right to defend myself, the God-given right. I also have the constitutional right to protect myself. But this venue, being a private organization, or whatever the fuck it is, who knows even, is denying me my right to protect myself because they have armed security. That means they are taking on the responsibility of protecting me because they disarmed me. Now, Vegas, those 20,000 or whatever the fuck number of people out there, none of them, I guarantee you, had guns or knives or rocks or sharp sticks, and there was security there to protect them. Where are the lawsuits? Please, listeners, this is why we have the show. I want to empower you. Someone who's a lawyer, someone with some brains or some balls, please, for the love of everything, start suing everybody in Vegas that you can sue. Every security, the venue, the fucking people, anything involved where those people were denied their rights to protection and they got murdered supposedly, well then there's some serious liability lawsuits. If you take away my right and I get fucking smashed, then that's your responsibility now. And you know what, Jerm? You said it, these schools, they take away these students from us, they steal them from the parents, they deny them protection rights, they have, dude, they have cops on, they have, every school has goddamn cops on campus, they all have cops, they all have security, and if they don't, if they do or don't, if the fucking kids get murdered in there, you should be able to sue the fucking city, sue the government, sue the school, sue the fucking protection, you should be able to sue for liability, they didn't do their fucking job. If you deny me my ability to fucking eat and drink and I die of dehydration, then you get fucking sued. And you know what? Again, case in point, what was it? Uber just ran over a woman, an artificial intelligent quote-unquote car, ran somebody over, they're liable, and they already paid out the family. Now, it's amazing that the lawsuit and the corporation went through in 1 week and the government and the courts, everyone who's been to court knows it doesn't happen in a week, but let's just fucking say it was real. Within a week, the liability of that murder was paid out. So where is that, mother? Where is that, people? And that's and that's where I want to. That's where I want to. That's where I want to end the show. Is because again, like I said, you don't have to. You don't have to think hard. You have to think common sense. Where's the 1 + 1 = 2? No, they go 1 + 1 and they go jump right to Z because Z is the fucking reaction they want, and they don't talk about the other fucking reasonable, responsible, and realistic situations that happen in between.
Right.
That's what
they jump straight to their agenda.
Yes. And that's why you know what they're doing.
This happened. What's our agenda? Let's just jump right. What's our agenda?
Yep.
You know, like you said, common sense, realistic.
Yeah.
You know, what went wrong here?
Where's the videotape, Bobby? You know, where's the video footage of that kid killing everybody? I'd like to see that. Oh, never will. Never will. You never get to see it. Hell, I can't even see the video footage of the plane hitting the Pentagon, folks. You got one frame. That's it. The government with billions of cameras. And
one frame.
One frame. You got a little extension frame. One frame. Buy it. Buy it. Buy it. Drink it.
But yeah, it is. Yeah, I would say it is. It is time to check off.
Yeah.
But yeah, choose good. Pray and sleep. Thanks for listening again. See you next time.
Yeah, folks. Pray to God. Do good. And seek wisdom. And we'll see you fellowers on the next show. And, please spread the word and chat it up. Go to the comments.
Yep.
I guess, what's the word? Subscribe.
Subscribe.
Subscribe. Be a sub. Be a sub.
If you subscribe to this.
Sub.
If you subscribe to this.
Sub me. Sub it.
Yeah.
I love that. All right, man. I'm going to hang up, and then you can call me back.
Yeah.
All right. Great. Wait, let me hang up. I'm going
to hang up.
I'm hanging up.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.